Gopis are saying from their home that dust are going in Akash. The sky is full of rays by cows' feet. They were waiting for Krishna's float. Float is also coming in their ear. Krishna comes nearer. At that time they are worshipping Krishna by their eyes. Fullendi varakantamindu vadanam varaha vatan sampriyam sripasank mudarakos mudaram ti sambaram. Gopinang nainot palat tanum go gopa sanghavitam govindam kalavenu vadan param sityangam khushabhaj. Gopis are being urgent from their corner of eyes. And Krishna accepting all these things. Krishna, there is no cause of Krishna to go for grazing cows. Only the cause that pretty he can see meet gopis. So when he is coming, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in so good manner that there going we can see and can have idea how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering that Leela.
Which place?
Madhvadeep. When coming from, there is a sign of Ganges. At that time Ganges was going near that place. Now there is no Ganges. Only deep.
Coming from the Singapore.
There are so many places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes, he only sees remembrance, past tense of Krishna there. Sometimes he becomes and sometimes he shouts that, oh Sakha, oh Balai, oh. Where is Kalindi, Jamuna, Pishangi? Dust of that place will come on our head and heart, and we will have the mercy of that dhan.
And if we go to one place, it won't be so tiring.
I will be tired, but yet I have great defense here. But till how many times I do.
You can say no. You cannot say no. That's the nature of that. But somebody should be nearby who is very good at saying no.
I will have to search Tamal Krishna.
Actually,
huh?
You should engage me.
Wow.
Good job.
Yeah, serve your Gurudev like this. You are also starting tomorrow?
No, but they are starting tomorrow, and we are starting day after tomorrow.
I thought that it will be better for me to go from here because everyone is coming and problems.
No, you can stay in Mathura Vrindavan. By one excuse or another, you should stay there and not go out. You could say the doctor has ordered you.
They know. All they know.
Then, still.
Still. I requested them not to elect me General Secretary. I will not do. But they told that for 1 year your name will do. You should not do, your name will do.
What for? What for? What is the benefit of such a thing?
Because everyone obey your order by name. But anyone cannot obey. Let it remain. This is what? Any question? How are you? You have been also caught?
I'm better today.
Better today?
Yeah.
You have been also in the trap of what? Cold?
A little bit. Yeah.
Your nose shows that. You will also start tomorrow for Vrindavan?
Yes, we're trying to, yes. Tomorrow for Calcutta, next day for Vrindavan.
And from there, Delhi, you'll go to Los Angeles.
On 17th.
Any question?
One small question I have for my book. It is stated that when...
Hey, Noeed. Hey, Pakhata ke to doto? Oye, kante ke niye ge chalu talu tumar so. Hello, eta Pakhata ek to dekho to ekhane bahar korte paro to.
What will they say? They say...
In Mayapur, in your mandir, there are no monkeys.
I am not.
It is far away from city. Ekhan hai table table ukhan theke mangiye niyo. Table par rakha do.
When Brahma prayed with the demigod for Krishna's descent, advent, he prayed Vishnu. So then he was told by Vishnu that you may get sick from this.
No, it is going by faith.
He was told that the angst avatar of the demigod should come and take their birth in the Yadu Vamsha. It is mentioned, angst avatar of the demigod. So, when Krishna's time for going into his apricot lila had come, it says that Shira Daksha Vishnu, he went back to Gwetsuit. And Krishna went in apricot lila to Dwarka. What about the Ankh Avatar demigods? What did they do? Because they had gotten Krishna's association, and that association surely should have promoted them. At the same time, they are so many. It is mentioned who they are, and they have so many important positions to do in their administration, etc. Did they immediately go back to be with Krishna in the spiritual world, or did they first go back to their planet, and when the time for their death came, then they went back?
What do you think?
I would think they went back to the original demigod form, and then at the right time, when the demigod was liberated, he went to Goloka.
But What is your idea?
The closest to that idea.
Same idea.
But they didn't have necessarily love. They were associating.
No, not mentioned. For example, it says that Kashyapa. He joined in the body of Vasudev, and his wife joined in the body of Devaki. So they got very intimate opportunity to do.
But Vamandev always lives in heaven.
Indraloka.
And all demigods associate and serve him. What becomes of them? They only want Sakam Upasana. Being in the association of Vamandev, neither they are mukta, neither they have any prem seva, Vaikunth. Likewise, they served, but not like the piker of Krishna. Only their external services, like Tamoli, you know, Dhobi, you know, what is?
Washing clothes.
That is, these are called Bahishta.
External.
Bahishta. It may be that.
But they joined in the body of Vasudev and Devaki. That is not simply Dhobi.
Kashyap. And they are not like Kashyap all. So according to their qualifications, they have entered in all these things.
What about Kashyap?
Kashyap, he was in body of Vasudev, and Aditi in the body of.
And afterwards, what happened?
Then again?
Back to Indraloka, or somewhere.
If they will serve more in the shape of Kashyap and Aditi, and if they have greed something, then after Pralaya, you know? After that, they will be in the body of Brahma, and Brahma to Garbhodasai, and Garbhodasai in Karnodasai, and from there they will be liberated and go to any sphere where Krishna Lila is going on. I'm speaking, but not written anywhere. But by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Tika, when I see, we can solve this question in that way. He's telling that when they were quarreling, and cutting each other at Dwarka, what place?
Prabhas.
It was merely an external thing. For so, demigods went to their places, all persons. They were parikar of Krishna.
They went to Dwarka.
And demigods went to Dwarka. Similarly, we can. Because it may be that a person like Uddhav, no? So friendship, so intimate services to Krishna, but yet he could not be parikara of Krishna at Vrindavan. So this, in this lila, if demigods has some greed, then in Devlok they cannot practice. So after pralaya, they will practice anywhere, and then by the mercy of Krishna and Krishna associates, they will go further. It looks like something good idea. We have so much favorite things here, but demigods have no so much chance. There is very, very few chance to have any grief and to hear Harikatha, but here there is so much chance.
He has a question.
I had a question about, not so much Rasika question, but question about Brahman realization. Brahma realization.
Acha.
That we know that Yenyeira Vindakshiva Mukti Manena, that if one goes to Brahman, then it's a temporary situation because of Achyuta Budaya. He must come down. But is this verse referring to Sadaka, or one who is in material body and he is merged in with Brahman, or when one actually goes there, leaves his body and goes to Brahman, is that eternal situation for him?
Here it is that it has been told for those who are sadhak of Brahma, nirvishesh Brahma, like Sukadeva Goswami. He is telling himself that I was so much attracted towards Nirvishesh Brahma, but by chance my father and Gurudev Vyasadeva has attracted me towards Krishna. So a person being here or there, he can live in Gokul by Swarup Siddhi. They can live always here. This here is Gokul, Prakat Lila, and he is also in Golok also. And a man living in Golok, he also is in Gokul. Body, sometimes when devotees go up, anywhere he lives, he thinks himself to be in Gokul or Golok. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told anywhere, or in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that a person living in Gokul, he sees Golok in Gokul.
Vyas Bhagavatamrita.
Same thing. And a person who living in Golok, he sees Gokul in Golok. This is a stage when Uttam Mahabhagavat, by mercy of his Gurudev and Gauranga or Radha Krishna, it may be that he is here and he sees all these things. Sarva Siddhi Sudhida.
But my question was not so wonderful about this. It was about someone who is Nivishesha Brahma.
What is that slok?
Ye
anya arvindaksh vimuktamanina. Here not vimukta.
He is not vimukta.
No, no, maninaha.
Just only mentally.
He thinks that I am mukta. For them it is told.
Yeah.
If he is mukta, no aparadha or anything. But he is not mukta, yet he is thinking that I am mukta. And if he has some offenses to Hari and Harinam, Krishna, he kya wo?
Fall down.
No, no. If he avagya, you know?
Guru avagya. Reject.
Avagya.
Neglect.
If neglect, Krishna feet are. Does any offense with Srimad Bhagavatam, name and Vaishnava? Though he has gone so much, but not mukta. Like you remember Vaishnava Das, Sunjaiva Dharma. He was Kasi Pandit and he became Paramahansa. No? Paramahansa means Swarup Siddha. But actually he was not Swarup Siddha. When he came to Navadvip, I was only pretending to be mukta. So I could not pay respect to the person who was telling Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Prasad. And we think I neglected that person. Now I am seeking him, where he is, so that I may take the dust of that person, feet of that person. He now realized himself that I am not mukta. I should search the mukta person, that who was singing so sweet. So in search he went to Vrindavan and then came to Navadvip. And then from beginning he began from Harinam. His Gurudev told that you should take Harinam. After that he left his all sannyas ways also, took mala, kanthi, tilak, and after that he received Gopal mantra and all this. And gradually he went up. So far be mukta, maninaha, not mukta, those who are only pretending to be mukta. If they
still within this world.
By mind and soul and by bodily. Three.
Now, when it says that the demon and the impersonalist get the same result, they go to Siddhalok. Is that a permanent position? That Siddhalok, is that permanent? Or will they fall down again?
No, they will not fall down. If they have gone there to the Siddhalok, opposite bank of Viraja, they will not fall.
But that is not a very good position.
Not good.
Only like Gop Kumar person can go out of.
Then it's very bad.
Certainly. Our Goswami has told that the Siddhalok, to go Siddhalok, is so much.
So that verse, Anyai Ravindaksham Vimukta Manina, that does not refer to those who go to
Siddhalok. Here it is, it has been told at the stage of that person. From that stage, Brahmi Sthiti in Gita. Esa Brahmi Sthiti. What is Brahmi Sthiti? Brahma Bhutaha, Prasannatma, na sochati, na kankshati, samah sarves bhutesu, mad bhaktim labhate param. They have not yet had parabhakti, mane prema bhakti. But all these qualifications have come. Brahma Bhutaha. What is the meaning of Brahma Bhutaha? Khuda, pipasa. Understanding? Khuda means hungry and thirsty. Thirst, hunger and thirst. Janma marana. And shok moha. It is not covered by all six kind of these virtues. That is called Brahmi sthiti. Sthiti pragasya ka bhasa samadhi sthasya kesava kim prabhaseta asit kim asit. In Srimad Bhagavata Gita, in second, Yarnisha Sarvasutanam Tasyang Yagarthi Samyajan. Understanding all these things?
This
is Sthiti Prajna. Sthiti Prajna means Brahmi Sthiti.
Mm-hmm.
No desire at all. Even Krishna Seva is not in them. No worldly desire or any paramarthic desire in them.
What happens to them?
Brahmabhuta prasannatma. Always very careful. Up to this stage they have come. This is Brahmabhuta avastha, a Brahmi sthiti. If they will have any association of bhakta at that time, they can easily go to the prema bhakti. And if they have no association, then will never go.
Okay.
If they have association of Brahmavadis at that time, from there two ways go, two road go. One, if they have association of bhakti, they will go to Vaikuntha and prema bhakti. And if they have no association like this, they will go direct to that place.
And from there they will not go.
No.
That shloka of Yayan Yayabin Daksha, that is not for them.
Not for them. Those who are living in this and practicing, they are not mukta. Mukta mani naha. Understand that I am mukta, but they are not. But they have come so near. A stage has come near.
Sometimes devotees like Narada, they also pass through Sinhaloka. So can those souls who are in Sinhaloka, he doesn't. Well,
if he sees that Krishna wants to save anyone for a special mercy, then he goes. Like Kon Kumar?
Gop Kumar.
He was japing Gopal Mantra. But he wanted to see how this lok is. So he went there. And Krishna saw that perhaps he will be forever. So he sent Narada. Go and remind him and rescue him and take him to me. So a person comes. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj. There was no need to go to Swarga or hell. No? But he went to hell. And the persons who were in hell, they were praying that don't go from here. We are so much pleased here to see you pregnant coming from your body. And we have no now pain, any kind of pain and suffering. So be here for all. Then he prayed Yudhishthira Maharaj that I will be here for always. I will never go to in heaven. Because now I am offering my every punya to all these persons. then Brahma and Indra came. Viman, aeroplane is ready. You should see. And we will take to heaven. He told that I will not go. Why? Because I have given my all punya to all these persons. I am punyaless. Punyaless you? Nahi ka punyera lesa. So I will have to bhog karna hai. Narak bhog karenge. I will have to
stay in hell. Narak.
I will bhog means
enjoy.
I will enjoy. No, it's all bhog. Bhog, jaise dukh bhog, a sukh bhog. No, I will enjoy my all those who are there suffering. Then Brahma told that by giving your all punya to them, a new punya has come. And by new punya, you cannot live here. You will have to go there. But actually, Yudhishthira is Krishna Parikar of Dwarka. He went with Krishna to Dwarka Lila. No? And the goddess who has been entered in Yudhishthira, that is Dharmaraj, Yama. He went to Arjun, not went to heaven, but he went to with Krishna. And in Arjun, Indra was there. He returned.
They went to the heaven.
One thing is here also that God has prayed Krishna through Brahma that anyhow we are in so calamity and suffering. So God should come and rescue us. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani nirbhavati bharat abhyuti kham adharmasya padatmanam siyam pari pranaya sadhunam dhukhna vinasa. So only they have prayed that for dhukhna persons to kill and to bring peace in this, nothing more. So they return to their places, they have no such bhakti.
Return
to heaven. Because he wanted that our Swargarajya should be safe. Only for safety he has done prasna. In another birth, he will have association, and Sukriti he has done in Krishna pastime, then he will come to earth and practice, and then
He is explaining how Navadvip has become manifest. And in the he quotes that in the Ananta Samhita it describes that one time Srimati Radhika heard that Krishna was with another gopi, Viraja. And so she went, but she could not find them because at that time this Viraja turned into a river. And Krishna disappeared.
So then between the Ganga and Jamuna, he made one place in
Navadvipa.
Very beautiful place. And then it says that he played a flute and called Krishna there. And Krishna came and seeing this wonderful place and seeing Srimati Radhika, then gradually he took on the form of Gaurahari. And that place became Navadvipa.
But by this story, some question will arise that Navadvip is not permanent. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has so many ideas. And for so many qualifications, Adhikar means
qualifications.
He has written different things. Like Jasper,
if we are explaining to people, so can we recite this story as one story?
Because they will not have any question. They want to hear a story, and by the story, they will believe that this is right.
Used to believe
that from Viraja, Karnab Desai Vishnu, all jiva are created, Tatastha Shakti. But now we see another idea. He is permanent, he never comes out of anyone. Like Krishna, all jivas, all souls are permanent. So not coming and going, not creation of the Karan Bari means not actual Bari means jal, not water. But the reasoning is there in Sukshya. Because after these 14 loks, 8 covering them. They are very sukshma, very sukshma. Not in the shape of water, not in the shape of earth, not in the shape of agni, fire. No? Air, there is no air like here. So, he has given only Sakhachandranyaya. You know Sakhachandranyaya? Moon is seeing there. I am showing a person that see, moon is there on the branch. Moon is not on the branch. Moon is so far away from here. In like manner, Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes a boy's finger in his hand and says that, oh, you should not try to walk. So, for lame and blind person, and also in Purans, so many things.
But we may sometimes recite it for purpose of
For all persons, ordinary persons. Like Brahma Brahma, there was quarrel among Sidham or Subal and Radhika. They each other cursed and came to this. Tulsi was also cursed and he came as a Tulsi, the wife of
Sankachura.
Not that all these things are there. So Srimad Bhagavat is Amal Puran. Nothing. For that classes of person. As Mahabharata has been written for ordinary person and Srimad Bhagavat for best learned person.
Kaviraj Goswami calls imaginary stories. Imaginary stories.
Where?
Or Prabhupada in Siddhanta Charitamrita. When I go to Los Angeles, I send a quote. I don't have my notes. Like, for example, that Krishna and Balaram came from here. What I'm saying, there are several imaginary, what it is called imaginary stories.
No, no. It is written in Srimad Bhagavata also.
The two here?
Here means here. God never become old. His self does not at any time be white. Huh? Here only that one will come in Gaur Varna. White color means here Gaur Varna in Baldev Thor. Baldev Thor. Baldev was fine. Baldev was in Gaur Varna. And Krishna is black. So denoting this, this has been written. Jiva Goswami, in Krishna Sandarbha, he has told so many things about this. He has rejected all this.
Yes, now we do.
Oh.
One question that Uddhav, after seeing the gopis' intense prema for Krishna, how could he live in Dwarka after that? Because he must be, he was desiring to become Vrajavasi. So if he's desiring to become Vrajavasi and get the dust of one special gopi, why must he stay in Dwarka? Why not want that kind of desire?
Desire cannot give anything. By only desire, not fruit comes. He desired, but he was associated of Dwarka and Nanyaji. So how he can have this? There is no sadhak. Sadhak is there. Only Siddha Parthasar in Guru Vrindavan. Guru Vrindavan.
Sai Bhav was not that. Sai Bhav was not that.
No.
So he cannot.
He can be grass. And grass is Santara. So he prefers that whether I have a birth of grass, no horse in Vrindavan. So anyhow gopis fit dhuli, dust will be my head. And then I will be so much sobhagyaman, fortunate that I may have that thing. When he was living in Vrindavan, he was thinking that I see that gopis are utmost up in Krishna. There, Tipralambha and Sambho Milan, both Lila and both how he has that mode he has seen. He has prayed for their dust and to be class in Vrindavan. But he realized that how they are suffering, having so much love for Krishna, and yet they are always crying and crying, lean and thin, always suffering. So if I will be in Vrindavan, then Krishna may also leave me like gopis. So I should go at once to Mathura. So he returned. He has no adhikar to live with gopis. He knew some mahima of gopis. Mahima?
Glory.
Glories of gopis. But he did not wanted to be gopi or anything.
Yes,
In your dream.
How you do it there?
Sleep.
On. You're not lonely.